Live from Las Vegas for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is the Hall of Fame on ESPN 97.5.
Presented by this Saturday's mega fight between Gervonta Tank Davis and King Ryan Garcia. Live on pay-per-view.
Now here's Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
Yeah, Booker T, six-time world champ. Welcome inside the Hall of Fame. I got my man Brad Gilmore right at my six, as well as, gosh, you know where we at. We're in Las Vegas. It's getting ready to go down, y'all. Gervonta Tank Davis taking on that man, King Ryan Garcia. It's going to be on like a Stephen Potter neck bones cooking, man, for my three. Bradley, are you excited? Are you excited?
Apparently not as much as you are. Holy hell. Shut out of a cannon, man. You were just sitting here all quiet like nothing was going on.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I've been excited all night. I've been up all night. I've been hanging out all bro. It's a party in Vegas, man. Ain't no, you know, no sleep to Brooklyn, dog. No sleep.
That's going to be a long trip, bro. You know how far Brooklyn is? It's going to be like that walk we took earlier.
Oh, man. You talking about the weigh-in, man. The weigh-in was off the chain. Oh, I mean, guys, Bernard Hopkins. Look, man, you're 58 years old. You don't need to be mixing it up with these young guys. Gervonta Tank Davis got into it with B-Hop, and I tell you, man, it was fireworks at the weigh-in. But I cannot wait, man. This is going to be the fight of the decade, but perhaps the fight of the century, the millennium. This is going to be a fight for the ages. How you feeling, man?
Yo, I'm excited. Again, we're talking about that Gervonta Tank Davis taking on King Ryan Garcia tomorrow night, T-Mobile Arena on Showtime pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Make sure you order it if you're not in the Las Vegas area. And guess what? If you are in the Las Vegas area, you're going to need to order anyway because the fight's sold out.
But guess what? We're going to be there.
Last night checked.
I'll be inside that T-Bowl Arena. It's going to be good. It's almost like when I get that octave, that go, it's about that paper, baby. It's going down tomorrow night, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, you know, we've been taking in the scene here in Las Vegas, Nevada, last couple days. And you know what? I'll tell you, we've talked about this before on the show, but man, this fight has got such a feel to it.
It's electric. It really is. It's one of those things to where I've been a part of big events for the last 30 years. But when it comes down to boxing, it's almost like you can cut it with a knife. The feeling you get when two men are stepping inside that squared circle, I always, you know, compare it to like being in the Colosseum, being, you know, in Rome. These are gladiators stepping inside that squared circle, willing to leave everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything inside the squared circle. I actually had a chance to talk to Ryan Garcia WrestleMania weekend. And like I say, just looking in that young man's eyes, it tells me that he is truly ready to step inside that war zone, that battle zone. And the thing is, man, when you step in that war zone, you're gonna get some battle scars. You might even touch up on a landmine. But I tell you, man, the guys that do it, man, I give them all the praise. I'm excited. I haven't been this excited in a many, many long time.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about this fight, we were at the weigh-ins earlier today, and, you know, the weigh-ins were like, I mean, how many people were out there? Like, a few thousand.
It had to be 3,000 to 4,000 people.
Just standing.
Outside in the heat.
It was hot.
It was hot out there.
You know
man.
What I couldn't get over, though?
What's
I
that?
Couldn't get over our man, my guy, former Houston Rocket, DeMarcus Cousins, out there with a full hoodie on.
He was trying to, you know, be incognito.
He's 7 foot tall. My man was out there with a full hoodie with the hood up.
Mike Tyson in the house, man. How cool is it when Mike Tyson is in the house, man? That's when you know it's a big fight. When Mike Tyson show up, it don't get no bigger than that. It really don't, man. I swear. I mean, I didn't get a chance to give him some dap. Hopefully, I'll get a chance to see him tomorrow sometime at the hotel, you know, hopefully something.
Yeah, you know what? It was kind of crazy because it was a flashback for me. The last time we were here in Las Vegas, Nevada, was Wilder Fury 2. Mm-hmm. And what happened?
I got a phone call.
We got a phone call. Yeah, who's the phone call from?
It was Mike Tyson.
It was Mike Tyson. And Mike said, yo, where y'all at?
I got to holler at my boy.
Where y'all at? Let's go chill out.
It's so cool, man. It's so cool being a part of, you know, this atmosphere and coming from my game, which is the wrestling game, of course. But being so, you know, how should I put it? Taken in by the boxing world. like I'm part of this game. Everybody see me out here doing this, and they want to interview me like I'm, you know, one of the boxers, and they want to get my pick, you know what I mean? That is so freaking cool, because this has been my passion for so long. Wrestling is something that did me well, but boxing is something that has been a passion since I was a little bitty boy, when I watched Muhammad Ali in Houston, Texas, fight in the Astrodome. And I tell you, man, when I watched Muhammad Ali in 64, when he said, "I'm gonna shake up the world in 64 and talk no more." When
Wait. Were you born in 65?
Yeah, but that's what Muhammad Ali said when he won the title. You know what I mean? And I go back and watch the film. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going to shake up the world in 64 and talk no more. Oh, my God, man. Yeah, those are the times, man.
Yeah, you know, it is funny, because when we're out here for a fight, I mean, yeah, the fight community completely embraces your presence out here.
Yeah.
Who is, though, for you? Like, who is it cool to talk to? Because you're such a boxing fan. As long as I've known you, this has been your main fandom. You've been a fight fan, MMA, but also the boxing world. And a lot of these guys come up and they want to be a part of your world.
Bro, you just don't understand. I'm humble. You know, Sean Porter want me to be on his show. I'm humble. You know, Leonard Ellaby, you know, give me dap when you see me. You know, it's crazy. I can't really say it's a favorite or anything like that, just because I'm just humbled being in this game that I have loved so much and never imagined in a million years being this close to it. That's why I got to give my girl Tracy big props. What up, Tracy? We getting the work done for you. But definitely, she has made this world possible. I was in the airport with Jamal Charlo yesterday.
Right.
Just hanging out. You know what I mean? Raul Marquez, hanging out. You know what I mean? And the thing is, we was in the restaurant at Papado's, and I'm looking over, and I'm like, man, that look like Raul Marquez, and he's looking at me going, I think that's Booker T. That's one of those deals, you know what I'm saying? So it's so cool, man, to actually be a part of all this. This weekend is, like I say, this is big for me, and I'm like a kid in a candy store, man. This is Christmas. I'm just ready to open the present.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody's watching us live on our Reality Wrestling YouTube channel and all the social medias on ESPN 975.
Check out the beard, y'all. I mean, it's looking good.
I'll be honest with you. You got some real competition with Leonard Ellaby now.
I mean, he looked like Santa Claus, though. I mean, I ain't trying to get that Santa Claus look, your shit.
He got that 100 million beard going.
Well,
you know,
he does. You know, they got beards out here. They could give you a beard.
Yeah.
That might be one of those, because last time I saw him, he had a clean face. And this beard.
He didn't even have stubble.
That's what I'm saying. And this beard was pristine, bro. It was perfect.
It looked like it came right out of the box.
Exactly my point. So,
hey, Leonard, though, I mean that with the utmost compliment.
No, man.
Like, it looked fresh.
It does look fresh.
With them Cartier lenses.
It looked too fresh, is what he said. So don't try to back up off of that.
But for real, we passed by a billboard today that had it on there for a beard transplant. You can get them now.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. The beard has gotten that popular where someone said, "Hey, man, let me get in the business where I can pop that beard right on your boom like that." And no, it's like going to get your tire changed or something. We could do it quick. You know what I'm saying? So
We've come a long way. And yeah. You know what? The beard is looking great. But what I was going to say, everybody listening right now or watching right now, I know what they want us to get into. They want us to get into the nitty-gritty of the fight itself, because like you said, you've been a longtime fan of pugilism. You know, you're an expert observer, whereas I'm more of the casual observer. I kind of can see what guys got in their arsenal, but you can really break it down from a geometry standpoint, from the zeros and ones. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I think we're coming up on a break here in a moment, but we really should break down kind of what this one is, because book every fight we've come out to do this, or any fight we talk about on the show, you can always make a really solid prediction on it.
Yeah,
you say, hey, man, this is how I see it going.
Normally.
And 9 times out of 10, that's how that fight goes.
Yeah, normally.
However,
yeah.
this isn't a similar, this isn't the usual
no.
Booker T fight.
No.
you can't really call this one. And I think the people out there, they want to know exactly what your thoughts are on what you've called the fight of the millennia.
Well, I mean, like you said, I know we're coming up on a break, but just to give you a little overlay of Tank Davis as well as Ryan Garcia, both of these guys are young. They're in the prime of their careers. This right here is something that you don't see too often in this business. Guys, it's not about a championship belt or anything like that. It's not about, you know, anything other than who is the better man. And it's one of those fights to where, you know, you got two guys almost looking in the mirror at each other and seeing the exact same thing. Because both of these guys, I mean, if you go back and look at the film, you're going to see film of a kid, a little bitty boy, Tank Davis, with boxing gloves on, working on his game, trying to get to that level, trying to become perfect. And then you look at the film of that kid, Ryan Garcia, and you're going to see the exact same thing, a young kid working on that game. And I talk about it all the time. Even, you know, fighters like Deontay Wilder, you know, that's got that one hit of quitter, that power. He would never be able to stand toe-to-toe with a fighter that has been working on that game since he was a little bitty boy, knowing the main aspect of that game, which is defense. That's what it's going to lay. You can put your hand down. You can put all your money down on this fight right here. It's going to be defense, because Ryan Garcia, he is that guy who has been touched before. So he's going to be laser focused in this fight with Tank Davis, because I'm sure he saw Leo Santa Cruz get that My Pillow and say, good night, sleep tight. So he don't want none of that. We got to take a break, guys. Stick around. You in the Hall of Fame. We'll be back in a minute.
ESPN 97.5. Live from Las Vegas for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, this is the Hall of Fame on ESPN 97.5. Presented by this Saturday's mega fight between Gervonta Tank Davis and King Ryan Garcia. Live on pay-per-view.
Go to sho.com/PPV to order now.
Here's Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Saturday.
No, hit it right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man. We're inside the Hall of Fame, coming to you from Las Vegas. Big fight going down. Ryan Garcia versus Gervonta Tank Davis. Guys, live on Showtime pay-per-view. Don't miss out. Don't get shut out. We're just talking about the clashing styles between the two.
Clash of styles.
The clash of styles between
the road to the throne is long.
Between Davis and Garcia. Who's got the edge? You know, my thing is...
wait, hold on. We have a couple chats real quick. I just want to get to this one. Disla said, talking about Leonard Ellerby, he's got that Ron Isley beard going.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. It was smooth. Huh?
It's smooth.
But the thing is, with Ellerby, you couldn't even see his skin.
His thing's full.
Yeah,
that's thick.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thick.
Bro, come on, for the weekend, perhaps. Oof. Maybe just for the weekend. I don't know.
Love you, Leonard.
I'm not saying anything. But
yeah, you're talking about who has the edge in this fight, in this clash of styles, this tremendous challenge. Which one of the two is at the top of their game with the sensational power and explosive action?
Yeah.
You got to see an all-action, must-watch, bell-to-bell battle because tensions are high. But guess what, Book?
What?
This is nothing new for Tank. One of the greatest in the history of the sport. Tensions and tempers run high with all the belts on the line.
Yeah.
Hashtag Davis Garcia already proved they're ready to throw hands.
Hey, man. You know what? I agree with all that. I really do too. I agree with all that as far as who has the edge. I really don't see which guy or who has an edge, you know, in this matchup, just because both of them are explosive. Both of these guys are undefeated fighters. I always talk about, you know, that will to win and that not wanting to lose, that is going to push these guys to another level. I really think people are leaning heavily towards Tank Davis, but I really feel like something is going to happen in this fight. I'm not saying that Tank is going to lose by any means or anything like that, but I do think something is going to happen in this fight. like Macho Man Savage said, always expect the unexpected. And in this fight with two guys, they always say, both of these guys got explosive left hooks. We've seen Tanks, we've seen Ryan's. And they always say, you don't want to hook with a hooker. That's what's so intriguing about this fight right here. Both of these guys are hookers.
Definitely a true statement in Vegas, too.
Yeah, it is. Especially this time of the year. It's crazy. It's crazy out here in this hotel. But it's Vegas. It's legal out here. It's legal. It's a little different. But I tell you, this fight for me, I can't pick it. I just can't say it's going to be a knockout for Tank or anything like that. Even though Tank has had that one hit of quit, I always look at the fight with Tank Davis and Leo Santa Cruz. I really feel like Leo Santa Cruz was controlling that fight until the knockout came. Leo Santa Cruz, actually, if you go back and look at that fight, I think it was Tank's left eye. It was swelling. It was swelling. And I said, man, if this fight go three more rounds, Tank's going to be in a lot of trouble with that eye. So my thing is, when he, bam, put Leo out, I thought Leo Santa Cruz was, I'm not taking anything away from Ryan Garcia or anything like that, but I thought Leo Santa Cruz was a better fighter than Ryan Garcia. I could be wrong. I could be 100% wrong. But when that happened, I was wondering about this kid's chances. But I really feel like just from the weigh-in earlier today, it felt different.
What do you mean by that? Because we both had that feeling. Like, as we were walking away from the weigh-in, I was like, I don't know, Book.
Well, you know, one thing that Tank did was he got upset. He got mad at the weigh-in. I don't know if he was, you know, it was a mind game. I don't know if there was, you know, playing chess, you know, at that point in time. You never know with fighters. But to see Tank Davis get upset because of something that Bernard Hopkins did, it seems like he's falling into that trick of coming into that ring totally ticked off and wanting to go out there and do something devastating. And that's when you can run into something that you're not looking for. And they say in boxing, it's the punch you don't see is the one that catch you. And this kid, we've seen Ryan Garcia, that left hook is, it's almost blinding. It's that quick. Boom. It's almost like that 6-inch punch Bruce Lee used to talk about. Boom. It happens that quick. So we're going to see, man. I can't wait. I can't wait.
You know, the other thing that stuck out to me about the weigh-in was I've seen these two guys individually. I saw them at the press conference stand up and talk, you know, smack to one another. But when I really saw them face-to-face, nose-to-nose, and I saw how much Ryan Garcia really does have on Tank Davis when you talk about the height. And with the height comes the reach. How much of that do you think is going to come into play from the Ryan Garcia playbook? Is he going to stay on the outside?
You know what? I feel like this kid feel like he has something to prove, and if he has that mindset, he's gonna get knocked out. I really do. I feel like he can go in there and fight with Tank, toe to toe, in close range and close quarters, like in that phone booth. He's gonna find himself in a lot of trouble just because he has those long arms and in tight that close is gonna be that much harder for him to use it. And I'm sure that's gonna be a lot of Tank's strategy is to try to stay as close to Leo as I possibly can, just to make sure he doesn't have that full range of punching power, not get caught at the end of that punch. So I'm looking forward to seeing exactly what strategy Ryan Garcia brings. My strategy for Ryan Garcia is stay on his bicycle, use that jab, stay out of harm's way, and try to win the fight by going to 12 rounds. That's the way I see Ryan Garcia winning this fight.
So if Ryan wins, you think it's because it goes the distance? You don't think he puts him out of there?
If Ryan Garcia wins, it's going to be because it goes to distance. I haven't seen Tank one time really, really hurt to the point to where, you know, he looked like he was in trouble or anything. I've seen Tank get hit. Mario Barrios hit Tank hard. And Mario was a much bigger fighter than Tank. And Tank walked him down, stalked him, and took him out. That's the way I see this fight going. He's going to have to stay on his bicycle. He's going to have to use that stick, and he's going to have to try to win this fight over the course of 12 rounds. That's the way I see it.
Well, I mean, and you know what? That is a really interesting strategy when you talk about Ryan Garcia. But you said he's got that hook. So can he not try to, like you said, get on his bicycle, work the jab from the outside, and then when Tank tries to close the distance, have him right there with that left?
No, that's even part of my strategy. Because, like I say, both of these guys are hookers. And like I say, Tank right now, if he comes in the fight with the mindset, I'm going to walk this guy down, I'm going to find him, and I'm going to hit him with that shot, he could find himself walking into that left hook. He could find himself on the canvas. And that right there, if Tank finds himself on the canvas from a shot from Ryan Garcia, he can find himself in the same position that Ryan can find himself in, getting caught with that shot. That's just the way I see it.
Man, you know what? And this is why this fight is have drawn worldwide intrigue, right? Because it is not one that you can see from a mile away. For instance, when we had when we were up here and we were watching Deontay Wilder and King Kong Ortiz, everyone pretty much knew, like, yeah, King Kong's got this power, but everyone pretty much knew that this seems like a Deontay fight, right? When Tyson Fury was up here, Tyson Fury told us what his game plan was going to be, and he went out there, he executed it. But you felt like, okay, yeah, Tyson does seem like the favorite. To me, I don't feel like there's a true favorite between these two. And I think that's what the intrigue is. Because even though all the sports books have Tank, they all have them. Right now, CBS Sportsbook has it at minus 250 for Tank Davis. The odds have gotten a little bit better for Tank than I checked yesterday. Yesterday he was minus 150. Today he's minus 250. So he's looking a little bit more like you could win him a little bit more on him. But I really don't know. I really don't think it is that clear for Tank Davis.
Somebody can make a lot of money.
Well, you know what I think the smart bet is? I talked about this last night on the show. Smart bet's a draw. That's a smart bet because it's plus 1,200 right now.
That's a smart bet.
100 would you, 1,200?
Well, it's a smart bet because if both of these guys just show up and nothing really happens, they're going to make sure this fight walks away. You know, both of these guys keeping their own, just because that's business, that's boxing. It's always been, you know, political in a lot of ways. I can see that. But I really don't think this fight is going to be close enough to where it's going to warrant a draw. By no means. I just don't see that happening. I feel like one of these guys is going to shine tonight. Tomorrow night? Whether it be Ryan Garcia, Javante Tank Davis, one of these guys is going to shine bright. So much is on the line with this fight because we talk about the Devin Haney's, the Shakur Stevenson's, we talk about the Terrence Crawford's. All of these guys are going to be motivated, man, to say, man, let's go get some of this paper, baby. Did you see how much them tickets were selling for? Can we get some of that money? That's what this fight is going to motivate fighters like Terrence Crawford to go head on and hook it up with the Charlos of the world. I want to see the best fighters fight, whether it's a belt involved or not. You know what I mean? I want to see Teofimo get in the picture. Let's see exactly what these guys got, because that's the way it was back in the Leonard Hagler days. And I think right now we are so close. We're so close to those days being upon us.
And you know what? We're going to find out tomorrow live on pay-per-view. We are here at the MGM Grand. Not the Grand Garden. I almost said the Grand Garden. We're here at the MGM Grand broadcasting live, ESPN 975, for Tank Davis versus King Ryan Garcia live on pay-per-view tomorrow. Order it now. Watch it on close. They're going to be showing it here at closed circuit. The whole arena, the Grand Garden Arena, all closed circuit. That's how many people want to watch the fight. They just want to be a part of it. They want to see it with an audience because that is how this fight is feeling for the people out there.
Can you just say they're going to be showing it here on cable? I don't like the word closed circuit. That's what they used to say, like when Ali and Frazier.
That's what they call it. It's a closed circuit.
Yeah, I mean, just say cable. They're going to be showing it on Showtime cable. They're going to get the pay-per-view. They're going to put it on a big TV. It closed circuit. You know what I mean?
They're going to show it in the arena. It's not on a TV. It's not like you're inviting people over for the fight.
It's a big TV.
And bring your wings.
It's a big TV. I just say that. You know, closed circuit. But no, that's cool.
That's
cool.
They call it closed circuit.
But I'm looking forward to it, man. I mean, what do you think? Who are you picking?
I think yesterday I was leaning toward Tank, and I thought Tank within 7.5 rounds sounded right. But after today.
Are you putting any money down on it?
If I bet anything, and this is an honest thing, and I'm not a betting man typically, but if I bet anything, I'm putting $100 on it to draw.
If I bet, I'm gonna put $100 on Tank knockout fifth round.
Ooh.
That's what I'm gonna do. Hey, if I bet, I'm not a betting man, but this weekend
you
especially.
Like your money too much.
Oh my God, man, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good, man. Stick around, guys. You're in the Hall of Fame, getting your champagne wishes, caviar dreams. We'll be back in a minute.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Las Vegas. This is the Hall of Fame on ESPN 97.5. Presented by this Saturday's mega fight between Gervonta Tank Davis and King Ryan Garcia.
Go to SHO.com/PPV to order now.
Here's Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
Welcome back inside the Hall of Shoop! Welcome back inside the Hall of Fame, guys. We in Vegas getting ready for the big fight going down. Tomorrow night, Gervonta Tank Davis taking on King Ryan Garcia in a lightweight extravaganza. It's going to be very, very explosive. And what else, Brad?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a tremendous challenge for both of them because they're at the top of their game. They're sensational. They both pack power. This is nothing new for Tank. But guess what? The biggest name in the sport is back on Showtime. We're talking about the premier boxing champions. And guess what, Book? Guess what, bro?
What's that?
The road to the throne is long.
The road to the road is long. Yeah! Dig it! It's going down.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to steal that road to the throne
the
is long.
The road to the throne is long.
I'm stealing that.
I like that, man.
I do love it. You're going to say that on NXT
commentary. You know what? I'm taking this piece of paper with me because I'm going to use all this stuff.
The road to the throne is long. It's kind of good. I like that.
I mean, I don't have a whole lot of problems talking about boxing. I have no papers here or anything, and I'm just spitting off names and whatnot. But when it comes to wrestling, I need the sheet. You know what I mean? I need all of this. I'm serious. So you'll be hearing some of this on Tuesdays of Extravaganza of NXT. Trust me, I promise you that.
Oh, man. You know what? And by the way, we got to give a shout-out to my man Joshua, who's running the wheels of steel over there. Josh, you know, we were talking last night. Are you still with Tank Davis? Is that still where your betting money is?
I doubled down on it last night, and I'm about to triple down on it tonight. I'm still with Tank.
You know, man, like I say, man, I'm thinking about going in my wallet on it. And I've never bet on a fight.
I know.
I've never bet on a fight, but this one I'm really thinking about putting some money on. And I'm really not sure which way I want to go because the smart money is with Tank. Of course, that's the smart money. But for me, man, I'm always looking to cash in. So Ryan Garcia might take me to the promised land, man. Just one shot Ryan Garcia could. If I put down a grand on Ryan Garcia, what I'm winning?
I'm about to tell you, what am I winning
if I put down a grand?
Garcia is at plus 200. So if you put a grand, you'll win about $2,000.
That's not too bad, you know.
But I'm telling you, like, look, we'll look at some of these. So the fight to go to the distance for to go all 12 rounds.
It's hard to put a grand and just win another grand.
That's plus 240. So 100 wins you 240. The odds to go over 6.5 rounds are favored at minus 200. I'm trying to see what a smart bet here. Still, man, that plus 1,200 for a draw is a great bet, I think. Garcia winning on points is plus 650. Tank winning on points is plus 550. So if you have the fight going the distance.
That's the one to go with.
That's one of those to go with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To win them on points. I mean, really, you could bet on all three of those and not lose any money. If you bet $100 on each one of those right there, on it being a draw, Garcia on points, Davis on points, you're guaranteed to cash in if it goes the distance. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I might do that, man. I might do that. I'm thinking about it.
I really don't find it crazy that you've never bet on a fight.
You know what, man? Because I'm not a gambling man. I'm just not a gambling man. I love my money too much to be gambling it away like that. You know, that's just not my thing. But like I say, this one, I'm really thinking about it. I'm really thinking. But you know what? That's another story. We got any super chatters that we want to
You know what? We just got a bunch of people hanging out right now in the Hall of Fame. We got some people talking about some stuff, though. Richard Jr. says, I think NXT Championship number one contenders Battle Royal should decide Carmelo's next challenger.
Yeah.
Carmelo Hayes is the new NXT champion. I mean, who? It looks like him and Grayson Waller's up next, right?
Yeah. Him and Grayson Waller's up next.
What do you think of Grayson Waller taking the shoey?
I mean, that kid's got flavor. You know what I mean? He's got his own little thing going, and the shoey is cool because we
tied to Avasa.
Well, exactly. We know where it come from, and to have that gold shoe, it actually really looks cool. I said if this kid was to get picked up in the draft, I think it would be a huge surprise. I think it would be a huge shock, and I think he actually has the talent to sustain on the main roster. Believe it or not, I really believe that. Even though he's not one of the guys I praise a whole lot on the show, I really think this guy has a whole lot of talent, and he's mature enough, I think, to go to the main roster and really be able to understand what it means to be on the main roster.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean he's been around. He's a little bit older. He's had a few more life incidences. Let's just say that.
Okay.
You know, no,
that's
just
a wear on him.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly my point. You know what I mean? So I really think he would be able to go to the main roster and navigate and understand that, hey, I need to do certain things if I'm going to be successful here on the main roster. And I think he'll have no problem doing that, just because what he does in NXT is different. It's different. You really don't think about Grayson Waller's wrestling.
Yeah.
You don't think about that. And then again, he's a pretty good wrestler. But that's not what you think about when you think about Grayson Waller. You go, man, I hate this guy. I don't like him. You know, and that right there, when you got that effect right there for me, you're on the right track.
He gets a lot of comparisons to The Miz. Do you find that to be a fair comparison or unfair?
It's a fair comparison, but he's a little bit more, like, more rough around the edges than The Miz. He's got a little bit more dirt on him than The Miz when The Miz came in. The Miz was coming from that Hollywood, like, lifestyle.
So, real world.
Yeah, so it was hard, really hard to take The Miz as being, you know, somebody that's got grit and dirt on him. You know what I mean? But when you look at this kid, you can see Grayson Waller, you know, hanging out in a bar, you know, with that scruffy beard, you know what I mean, with a couple of ladies, you know what I mean? That's the way you can – no, I'm saying that's the way you can see this guy. But him in this draft, I really think that could be a huge, huge shocker if something like that would happen.
Let's see what else we got coming in right here. This is
what about that? Ted DiBiase story? They got anything on that? What do you think about that, man?
You know,
did you see the photos of Ted DiBiase?
I didn't.
He's about as big as his dad now.
Oh,
I mean, what? When you just get out of business, do you just stop working out and eating or what?
I don't know. I mean, we talked about it briefly. It has to do with the Mississippi. Was it Medicare? Not Medicare.
Welfare. Yeah.
Embezzlement. You know, a lot of stuff. He's being charged. There's a lot of allegedness going on right here. Other sports radio journalists are getting sued for even discussing the topic.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I don't know enough, but I think that the whole thing, from what I have read, super unfortunate.
Mail fraud, money laundering.
Yeah.
That right there is enough for me just to tap out.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
When they talk about money laundering, that means some money's been laundered, and it probably was stole from somewhere. That's what that means.
It was gotten without legal means.
With ill intent. You know what I mean? Let's just say that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But no, man, that's just sad more than anything to hear something like that. But I tell you, man, if it is true that he took money from poor people that money should have went to, he should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. That's the way I see it. That's the way they told me when I went in. Fullest extent of the law. That's what's going to happen. So I'm hoping, and we'll see what happens at the end of the day.
Yeah, just a terrible story. Just a terrible story overall. And, you know, I think Mississippi, where it was, right?
It's the poorest state in the union. Exactly. Yeah, it is. Yeah, and that, like I say, that's why I say it's sad. If that's true, that is some of the most despicable acts one could ever think about doing. Seriously, man. I mean, especially when you I'm not saying it's true just yet. That will be proven. I'm saying that because when you are able-bodied man that's got 2 feet, two arms, two hands, and you can actually go out there and work. You can actually go out there and do it, and you steal from people that's
less than fortunate,
much less than fortunate. And that right there, man, is a despicable, despicable act. And like I say, if it's true, it should be punished. It really should. And I know Brett Favre, he's down there in that Mississippi thing too. And the same thing goes here. If it's true, he should not get away with it. It's just that simple.
Yeah. That's where the story first broke, was Brett Favre and the volleyball arena and things of that nature.
Yeah.
We'll see where all that's true. You know, he's suing Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Your guy.
Yeah, Pat McAfee doesn't seem too worried about
this
lawsuit because, you know, with stuff like this, people are going to have to testify, people are going to have to talk, and Brett Favre could have opened up a can of worms with suing Pat McAfee. We're going to see at the end of the day if any of this is true, but if it is true, it is, like I said, despicable act. It should be handled at the highest form of the law, seriously.
Yeah, if you have a question for us right now inside the Hall of Fame, you can go ahead and super chat it in. We are here for another 20 minutes or so. So we'll be talking about all things in professional wrestling. Are you going to be going to Puerto Rico for Backlash?
Nah, man. I'm off for the next 3 pay-per-views. Everything,
what?
Everything going to be like, what, Saudi? Puerto Rico.
In London.
In London. Yeah, yeah. Well, the kickoff crew has been grounded. I'm back for SummerSlam. That's the next time you guys see me. And I told my wife, she's like, baby, are we going to Puerto Rico? I'm like, are we going to Puerto Rico? What are you talking about? And I go, I don't know. Let me call and find out. And I called, and they unfortunately told me, no, you will not be going to Puerto Rico. And I called Charmelle. I go, baby, I got some good news and some bad news. And she go, what's that? I said, we ain't going to Puerto Rico. She go, oh, man. I go, but I'm off all for the next 3 pay-per-views so we can go wherever we want to go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mexico. So we going somewhere, man. You know, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I didn't know if you're going to be at that Backlash because, you know, we saw the cards starting
Bad
to come
Bunny's
together.
Good. Bad Bunny,
Bad Bunny,
good.
That's
yeah,
your guy.
Bad Bunny's going to be there too. So, yeah, I wish I was going, man. Puerto Rico is always a blast, man. Always a blast. You talking about the hotel? You talk about the scenery in the hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Or Puerto Rico. I'm telling you, man, it's crazy in Puerto Rico. And every time I would go to Puerto Rico. No. Every time I would go to Puerto Rico, what are you laughing at, man? Every time we would go to Puerto Rico, we would stay at this hotel right on the beach. Literally, you walk downstairs. You walk out the front door, you know, it's the cars and whatnot. But when you walk out the back door, you ride on the beach. Oh, man.
Whatever you like.
What a beautiful, beautiful time. Bahama Mamas, man. Bahama Mamas all over the place. But we got to take a break, guys. Stick around. You're in the Hall of Fame. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Live from Las Vegas for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, this is the Hall of Fame on ESPN 97.5. Presented by this Saturday's mega fight between Gervonta Tank Davis and King Ryan Garcia. Live on pay-per-view.
Go to sho.com/PPV to order now.
Here's Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
Welcome back inside the Hall of Fame, guys. Coming to you from Las Vegas, getting ready for this big fight. Tank Davis going against Ryan Garcia. It's going to be good, man. I can't wait. The action is upon us. We're about 24 hours out before these guys take that walk to the ring, and I cannot wait to be inside of T-Mobile Arena, guys. If you can't be there, if you can't be here in Vegas, you can order it now. Do it now live on Showtime pay-per-view. Because the action is going to get hot and it's going to get heavy. What's the 6-time? What's that?
Okay.
I'm just checking on something right there. They're talking about the 6-time world champion. They're saying Cody Rhodes, they should have pulled a trigger.
Cody.
They should have pulled a trigger, but they did on Cody
Rhodes. Dang, look at this. Every story is Cody. Cody. Cody.
I tell you, man, Cody's hot right now. And you know, what's the what's your read on that right there as far as Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, WrestleMania, you know, Cody didn't cash in. What's your feeling on that?
I will say, and at the moment I thought, you know what, it felt like Cody should have gone over at the time.
Yeah.
But I will say now this, seeing where they're going with it now, mm-hmm. letting him get some adversity behind him, because get this, since he made his return up to that point at WrestleMania, he hadn't lost a match. He right. beat Seth Rollins 3 straight shows.
Right.
Takes off, comes back, wins the Royal Rumble, wins all the matches on TV. He hadn't lost anything.
Yeah.
I think giving him that little adversity, you know, little hill to climb up, and back to Roman, I still think he's the guy. Yeah. I still think he's the guy to beat Roman Reigns. I'm almost willing to guarantee he's the guy who's going to beat Roman Reigns for the title. That's how confident I'm feeling. It felt like Mania was the time to do it, but guess what? I've thought that before and been proven wrong.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the way I see it is it's a little bit different than most. If Cody would have won, I would have been okay with it.
Yeah, me too.
Cody not winning. I'm okay with that too. And people say, man, if you know, it was the right time. It was the right time for Cody to win. And you know, my devil's advocate to that is the time for you to win is when you win it.
That's there you go.
I'm serious, and I say that because, you know, people say, you know, man, you know, you should have beat Triple H. You should have won that night. You should have won the world title. And I say, you know what? I go, you know what? If I'd have won, it would have been awesome. But I really feel like when I won, when I was King Booker, it really,
that was the time.
It felt special, man.
Well, let me ask you: do you think that if
you know, and the reason why I say it felt special is because beating Hunter, the only people really wanted me to beat Hunter, it was only for one reason. It wasn't because of, you know, I deserved it or anything. Maybe I did. Maybe a lot of people felt like I deserved it, but I think it was the angle, the story,
yeah,
everything that led up to it. Boom, I should have won. Yeah, that, if, like I say, if I would have won, it would have been a great story. It really would have, but it wouldn't have felt real to me. It would have felt unauthentic. When I won as King Booker, no one did that for me. No one set that up for me. No one put me in a position for that to happen for me, but me. And that's why I felt special.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the King Booker run, not only was it special for you, you didn't leave anybody with a choice. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You took something, and look, we can actually name names, but I'm not going to name names. But
name them.
No, I'm saying you took something that for most guys, okay, look, I will name them. You took something for most guys is a middle-of-the-road, forget-about-it-in-6-weeks gimmick, right? Like
go ahead and say it.
Xavier Woods, yep. Like Bad News Barrett,
yeah.
Like Sheamus,
yeah.
Like William Regal.
Yes.
Any of the people who've won that King of the Ring tournament.
It didn't last very long.
It did not last very long. Within 2 weeks, Xavier Woods had his crown jacked.
Taken away from him.
Taken away from him. Like they just took it from him. Took it from him.
You don't need this.
This is not for you. This is not yours anymore. And you took something that is typically, and on paper, you have a guy who's from Houston, Texas, talking in a English accent,
yeah,
with a robe and a crown and a scepter.
With a beautiful queen.
With a beautiful queen, yes. But the gimmick, that is like IC title at the highest.
Yes, yes. It's not a world title.
That gimmick is not a world title gimmick,
no,
ever.
No, it's not.
Ever. No one's ever won a world title like that.
No,
ever.
They haven't. Yes, yes. And the thing is, it was perfect. I put myself in position for that to happen. You know what I mean? So that's what this business is about more than anything.
And you never got your crown taken.
No one ever took my crown.
No one ever jacked you.
No one ever jacked me. You know, because I ruled with an iron fist. I made people believe that I was
the... But hey, let me ask you, though, really, why'd they do Xavier Woods like that? Like, you make him King of the Ring, and you have the world champion take the crown from him?
You know...
That's messed up.
I tell you.
That's not giving him enough props.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something.
What?
This is the way I look at that.
Uh-huh.
When I said, man, one of these days, man, I hope I'm, you know, wrestling in WrestleMania, you know, and, you know, main event, like a match, you know, and that happened for me.
Yeah.
But along that, you know, when I was wishing that, I should have wished that I won the match also. So when Xavier Woods, you know, wanted to become king, you know, and this is something, you know, his childhood dream, you know, and he wished, right, to become king one day, he should have wished that he had a longer run, a longer reign. You know what I mean? So that just comes along with the territory.
We do have a super chat before we get out of here. This comes from Copa Owens, or Kappa Owens, who says, why aren't the Usos seen on the same level as Roman? I think that they are.
Well, they're a tag team. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
They can't be seen as,
you know, it's like the world heavyweight champion, Muhammad Ali. Then you got the, you know, the cruiserweight champion. You think the cruiserweight champion is going to be seen as, you know, the heavyweight? It doesn't work.
But he's
that
seen
way.
As a guy, but not the guy.
Exactly my point, you know. So, yeah.
But the Usos, I feel like.
I think they are the king of the. I think they're at the head of the table as far as tag team division go.
Yeah, and they're two of the most over characters on the entire company.
And most decorated.
Yes, I mean,
so, yeah,
they just made it into WrestleMania.
So I think they're pretty high.
I think they're doing all right.
Well, for a tag team, is that the first time something like that ever happened?
It's the first time the tag team titles have ever been in the main event of WrestleMania.
Exactly.
First time ever.
So, yeah, I think they're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Who is this rogue?
Who is this rogue? Who is this rogue? Balderdash! We got a bunch of that stuff. It's a shop. It's a shop. You know what? I used to love doing that stuff, man. I had so much fun. And Brian Gewirtz.
Gewirtz.
Gewirtz. He was definitely a big part of that. I just wanted to make sure I got his name right.
Brian Gewirtz, yes, not Gerwitz. Brian Gewirtz.
Gewirtz, you know what I mean? That's the way we used to say it. I mean, that's just like, hey, I'm giving him his props. I'm making sure I say pronounce his name properly.
Yeah, well, you know what? So you're not going to be in Puerto Rico for the big Backlash pay-per-view. But let me ask you this, because we're talking about Cody. This will be the last thing I guess we talk about before we have to wrap this thing up. Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar. How do you feel about that match?
Yeah, you know what? I like it. In a lot of ways, I don't know, being the guy that Cody has to, you know, really conquer, you know, to actually get that shot, it's definitely putting his back against the wall. We know Brock Lesnar going to take him through, you know, pain and turmoil to actually, you know, get a win over in a match like that. But I like it. I like it a lot. I like Cody having to work his way from the bottom to get back to the championship, because it's just gonna, for me, it's just gonna make it that much sweeter.
Does Cody lose this match?
No,
against Brock.
I feel like he might. I don't want to book it. I don't want to book it, but Cody has to win this match.
Okay, this is a have to.
Yeah,
this is a have
somehow,
to.
Somehow, some way. And the thing is, it's not about losing. It's about how you lose. It's not about winning. It's about how you win. A lot of times, so I think they can make this work.
We'll see what happens at Backlash and really book, though. What we're really looking forward to is tomorrow night, Tank Davis, Ryan Garcia. Final prediction. You said you couldn't call it all night.
Are prediction?
Prediction.
Prediction?
Prediction.
Pain. That's what Clubber Lang said. That's what Clubber said. That was his prediction. And the same.
What's
for
our
me.
Favorite line from that movie? You remember?
Which one?
How about you? If you want to deal with a real man, like, why don't you come back?
Why don't you come over to my apartment tonight, and I'll show you a real man.
Well, I'll tell you what, Buck. This is going to be a clash of styles tomorrow night. The road to the throne is long,
Who's
O is going to go? Is it Tank Davis? Is it Ryan Garcia? We're going to find out on Showtime pay-per-view tomorrow. Premier Boxing Champions live from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, indeed. I can't wait, man. It's going to be good. Oh, yeah! It's going to be real good. I want to thank all you guys for stepping inside the Hall of Fame today, getting your champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Man, Brad Gilmore as well. You know what? You know, it's on. It's on. We got to get out of here, guys. Peace. We out.
Seven, five.